Hey there, you're now listening to the Bant and Chill podcast, your go-to podcast to just relax, chill, learn, and be entertained. Here's your host, Sammy the Gemini.
Yes, yes, y'all, what's going on? It's your boy, Sammy the Gemini, and we are back with another episode of the BNT. Yes, here on to the Bant and Chill podcast, and first of all, I feel like I need to apologize to, you know, the few people that already... Okay, no, first of all, thank you to all that already listened to my podcast. You guys are absolutely fucking amazing. Like, you guys are absolute rock stars. I fuck with you guys heavy. And to those that, you know, have reached out to me that I didn't drop an episode last week, I am sorry about that. Something came up and I couldn't exactly get myself out of it, so... Yeah, but hey, I am back. This is a new week. This is a new episode. And I have with me a very, very good friend of mine that I legit thought that it would take a lot more to get her to come on the studio. But for some reason, she just decided to, you know, grace us with her presence. So her name is The Tall Black Chick. For those of you that do not know who she is, check her out on Instagram and you will know who this baby is, because you can't miss her. She's very hard to miss, even online.
Why are you blowing my trumpet now? Come down.
What is
why,
man?
It's coming down.
It's not your trumpet.
I'm just a normal human being. Don't be hyping me up and people go there now and expect one big thing.
Wait, are you not big?
I'm not big.
When you're big.
I'm not big.
When you're big. You understand?
Don't give. See, just tell them who I am. You don't have to, like, you know, hype me and when you get it.
Okay.
Is this her?
Yeah.
Okay, no, you see, fam, y'all need to know. Okay, let me tell them who you are. That's what you said I should do.
Oh my God.
No, hold on.
No,
that's
fine, you can go on.
She is, her name is Lillian Patrick, aka The Tall Black Chick. She is a YouTuber, red carpet host, TV host, content creator, makeup artist. What am I missing out? TikToker. What am I missing out?
Yeah, you already said
transition queen. No,
it's enough.
Transition queen. What else?
That's a lot. It's fine. Hi guys, how y'all doing?
Sitting
it's so nice.
Hi guys,
to be
how y'all doing?
I'm fantastic, you know.
Well,
I believe so.
Well, so first of all, how's your week been? I feel like I need to ask that.
Well, with the whole situation in Lagos, Nigeria, of course, my Monday was more like a lazy girl. It was pretty much lazy for me because I slept all through. Tuesday.
Hey, I want to be like you when I grow.
No.
Like lazy girl.
You're
lazy
making me look like I'm jobless. Life. I am not jobless, you know.
No, you're not jobless. We know you're not jobless.
Right? But,
we know.
You know, I decided not to, like, do anything that day, you know. Sleep. And it was really good. I enjoyed every bit of it.
Chop life.
You know, but then Tuesday came, we have to hustle, you know? And yeah.
Chop life.
Here we are.
You know all those chopping life things where you just sleep and money still enter your account.
It's not easy, I was
even
doing
when you're sleeping. That's it.
Oh, no, don't do that.
For those of you that don't, in case you don't know, see, when you follow Lillian, bill her.
Jeez.
Billings, not the ways. Just...
Oh, no. You're believing what Sammy said.
You got to build her, man. Like, legit. But, you know, Lillian, thanks for, you know, joining us on today's episode.
My pleasure.
And, yeah, it's been insane because this past week, yeah, I actually thought that, you know, I deceived myself into thinking I could go through a normal week in Lagos on the streets of Instagram and Twitter without drama. I feel like,
come on now, no day goes by that there's no drama. Come on, it's expectant. This is the life we live. This is the life we're in. You expect things like that
at this point. Yeah, I feel
you
like
know,
I should know that.
Expect things like that. That is when it comes to
breath. Farm. It was insane because, okay, for instance, what you just said now, yeah, which actually leads us to the reason for this episode. From the title, you guys can already guess or have an inkling of an idea of what today's episode is about. This blessed Wednesday, yeah, Thursday. I wasn't doing anything at home and I just decided, okay, let me casually stroll on the streets of social media and see what's popping. Yeah.
Right.
I see, you know, normal gist, you know, this one is fighting on this one. And then I stumble across what I would like to call the tale of the mad new wife. That is what I'm calling it. It's patent pending. The tale of the mad new wife. Now, here's what happened here. This woman goes on social media and she decides to tell us a story.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, she has been dating this particular guy for a couple of years now. And, you know, they sort of struggled together and all of that. Now, apparently, this guy that she has been dating for a couple of years has been married before. And from that marriage, he had one kid, a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, these people are dating, all lovey-dovey and shit, and then next thing, they decide to get married, which is not even the problem.
Okay.
The problem is, this woman... The woman got pregnant, yeah, and they found out that her pregnancy was a boy. Not a bad thing, right? Like, new wife...
I'm expecting something bad at the
end.
Let's go.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
She gets pregnant here and they find out, yes, gender is a boy. And next thing, she's like, she doesn't know what... This is where, like, her tweet or part of her story now comes in, because she's now, like, seeking the advice of the public. Now, we know, say Nigerians, they meant... But still, legit, like, if you are listening to this, I'd also like your opinions on this particular thing. Now, she goes, oh, she doesn't know what to do because her husband's daughter from the first marriage is clingy. She's 5 years old now.
Right.
Yeah. She's a clingy girl. She always wants her dad. She always wants her daddy and all that. And she wants her husband to get rid of his 5-year-old daughter.
They get rid of her, like, get her.
No, that's not necessarily.
Let me not interrupt you, just go.
But I personally, I feel like she could have the mind to kill that child, but she didn't say so. She said she wants them to get rid of his 5-year-old daughter, that they could either give her up for adoption or find or send her to live with some relative or find someone that would take her off their hands. Guess what her reason was? She said because by the time she gives birth and his daughter is clingy, her son would not have the amount of attention that he deserves from his father, because his daughter will always be clinging to the dad and all of that. So because of that, she wants them to get rid of his first daughter. She's now asking the public,
what should she do,
that she doesn't know what to do. But that is the option that she gave her husband. Fam, see?
Wait, this is a woman that said this. You know, I don't believe all of the stories that come out, but then when you listen to it and when you read it, you be like, did a human type this thing, comprehend this thing? You know, because before you write things like this, you'd read, go back and read and make sure you don't make mistakes and understand what you wrote. Like, she read this thing and posted it.
Like
posted this.
She read it. Autocorrect, because see, the English was flawless. So she obviously used autocorrect. She spell checked everything she wrote. Flawless English. She didn't use shorthand or anything or slang. And she posted it with her full chest.
A woman.
That the man should get rid of his first daughter.
Okay, first things first. Where is his other wife?
Dead.
Oh my God.
That's the thing. She died.
And this woman not sympathetic enough. The mother is no longer alive.
Exactly.
And the dad that she is familiar with.
Exactly.
What should she cling to?
I don't understand.
And another thing is that, you know, some women though. Is this person in Nigeria?
They're Nigerians now. But wait, which country they want them from before?
I thought, you might be like from, you know, maybe one of these African countries.
Typical, like, Nigerians.
I don't think she should be thinking this way. Okay? So another thing is that she has not given birth to this child yet.
Not yet, well. The child is still formulating. The child is still formulating in the stomach.
Get rid of a five-year-old. Because of, she's not sure if the five-year-old will give the newborn space.
Exactly. Like, you're not even, so you're judging a five-year-old's behavior.
That is an innocent child.
A child, not even a grown person that's old enough to understand.
This is crazy. Like, nah, this is fucked up.
It's insane. Now, this is why I said Nigerians dement. The response the responses on socials were absolute bonkers. Nigerians are mad. No, I knew Nigerians were mad before, but Nigerians decrease. Like, I saw a couple of responses here. One of them was like, carry the girl now. Carry the girl. Send them go one of her relatives. Waiting day there. The dead wife, no, or the dead mama, no get brother. Abi, no get sister.
But why are people like that?
See.
Anyway, were they in support of what she said?
They were, this particular one was in support.
Is it just one person that was in support?
No. No.
How can we be thinking like
that? No, you know, see, you know.
Watch out.
If you notice on social media, yeah, whenever you see like very controversial posts like this, it is posts like this that you see like 13,000 comments. And the 13,000 comments are like solo comments. And then you now see those comments having responses and replies.
Right.
Do you understand? So it's not just one person that was in support of this. And the annoying part is most of the people that were in support of getting rid of the child were women.
Breaking the bias. How are you guys bringing the bias this way?
A
fellow girl child.
I don't get it.
Come on.
Like, I really do not get nor understand.
You know, now thinking about this whole thing now, that girl, she's going to be in soup. This woman will not let her rest. She might be putting this girl through so many things.
Exactly.
This girl might be going through hell. She just came out to tell you guys, this is what I'm thinking. What do you guys think I should do? Do you know what this girl must have suffered?
Before she really said
this. Before she came out on tweet this nonsense, she tweeted.
I'm just, I don't even know how to like proper react to this because.
But I feel like, go on, finish.
It's actually insanity because, first of all, yeah, we already know that from time immemorial, yeah, women that get married to men that have children before that marriage. We know that there is a stigma against stepmothers.
Why?
Yeah. There is a general stigma always a stigma against them. It's on rare occasions where you find that the stepmother is just as loving or even more loving than the actual mother or the real mother. Yeah. Exactly. It's on rare occasions. But then you see something like this happen and you are like, fine, there's the stigma and then there's this. How is this helping fight the stigma that stepmothers go through? You want to get rid of a five-year-old.
Because she's clingy to her dad.
Is she supposed to be clingy to a mop? Is she supposed to be clingy to a fucking door?
I'm utterly speechless, Sammy.
I don't know.
Like, okay, another thing is that this man, before he got married, I'm sure this woman must have seen that, okay, this is the situation right now, and she has seen how clingy the daughter is
to
her boyfriend, prior to...
Boyfriend, fiancé, whatever it is.
Prior to the whole marriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to the man, this man doesn't even know what's going on.
That's the thing. From the way the story is, yeah, I don't think, because we don't know the man's perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
What? He is in support.
I don't think the man, the husband, is in support here because obviously he would know that his child is clingy, and he obviously doesn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, but then
because if he had,
there's nothing he can do.
That's the thing. If
he's the only one she's got.
Exactly, Exactly, which is why I'm very sure that she did not discuss this with the husband
before putting it out.
And another thing
is that maybe the girl child has tried to be, you know, close to this woman, but she's not giving her that opportunity. I'm just saying.
That's a probability. But we all know that, see, no matter what age, except if the child loses her mother, his or her mother at like before the 1 year mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've not seen a situation of a child of like at least one and a half years that quickly forms a bond with someone that is not their mother. Because at least for that 1.5 years, I'm presuming that the mother was in the child's life.
Right.
So she knows who her mom is, at least to an extent. Maybe even if it's a core memory or something.
Right.
So forming a bond with this new woman may have been a problem. But let's say that the child tried to form a bond with this new woman. This new woman...
Did she give her...
Has she ever given her space? I'm pretty sure she knew that...
This is hard, though.
It's insane.
And I feel like, yeah, you cannot see. There are different perspectives to this. Yeah, we don't know if this woman is a nice woman now, or if she's, from what she wrote, I don't think this person is a nice person. I don't think this person is nice in any way.
Are we sure?
Is she nice? You want to get rid of a girl child because she's clinging to her husband?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending her now.
Okay, because
here's why I said, are you sure? One of the comments that I saw under the tweet was, it was supposed to be like a perspective. The person didn't exactly support or oppose the woman.
Mm-hmm.
He just brought out a suggestion that, okay, here's the thing, yeah. There is a very high possibility that, you know, we are human beings. Even the nicest human beings tend to have the most diabolical thoughts. So he was coming from the perspective of, what if this was just a random stray thought that she just... Oh God, wait now, you at least chill, let me learn. He was like, what if this was a random stray thought that she was thinking about it and she decided to post it out there to see how many Nigerians are mental. Like,
and we're reacting to it.
Are people reacting?
Positively, to her side.
Taking her side.
My God.
It's
Nigerians are bonkers. Nigerians are crazy.
At this point, I'm starting to think Nigerian females are crazier than Nigerian males. This is insane because this is really crazy. It's insane, but the fact that it's Nigerian females that were actually supporting her the most
to get rid of the child
is what is shocking me.
Hey.
It's just like, and why I'm not even surprised by it is because there was this video I saw on Instagram one time where these two girls were on IG live with this dude and he asked the question. He said,
allowed to record and all of that.
Yeah, exactly. When it was not like, would they dates or would they date a married, that what do you think about dating married men?
Yeah.
And the girls were like, sure, that in fact they would prefer to date a married man and one thing. And then the guy asks, what if it's your friend's father married to your mother but is trying to, they're like, I mean, they don't care that so far is the man near me, I will collect, you understand?
But yeah, you should know that there are different types of girls out there these days. Some of them, their priorities are totally different, and they're the ones that they have their priorities right.
True.
Yeah, there are different girls out there, so I won't blame these people. This is the life that they choose, that's the path they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
God be with them.
But the thing is this, yeah, even if they choose so path and that's what they want to do, or that's how they want to do it. Come on. Like,
exactly, I know. You are a woman and you're doing this to your fellow woman. This is how you are breaking the bias. Okay, she's supporting her fellow woman. Women supporting women. It's crazy. Like, How do you think? But then these people, all they think about is material things, how they are going to be comfortable. They don't think about whoever that's getting hurt. They don't care about that.
They don't even need
a vocabulary or a dictionary.
What's their business?
If you have to, you don't concern them. So far, the man, I commit them. Enough.
Period.
We move.
Period.
Nah.
Like, they don't want to.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah, like I said, there are different girls out there. You can't expect me to say things like that. Come on.
For instance, now there was this gist that I heard. This was, I think, some point, I think middle of 2021. Yeah, middle or late 2021, yeah, where there was this gist about, okay, the full gist was the fact that this girl was raving and ranting on social media after she took her friends to go and beat up this other chick that was part of their friend group. Now, the reason for the mass beating was the friend they went to go and beat was dating her father. Yeah? Now, here's what happened or how she found out. Apparently, the father took the babe that they went to be to that one to do her friend while her friend was on vacation. But her friend did not make it sound like it was the man that took her, obviously. She did as if she just went to flex on her own. And then the friend is complaining to her about, I've not entered school. My boxe has traveled. I want to, that. Yeah. And that one was, hey, girl, don't worry. You'll be all right. You'll be dead. Don't worry. Boxe, JB, your dad will soon be back now. Don't worry. Everything will be sorted. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
while sipping pina coladas with her friend's school fees.
At this point,
I don't think I'm getting married. Let me just put that out there.
Like I said, Sammy, if you use this kind of picture, you know people succeed. No. See, like I said, there are different women out there.
But why does it feel like the bad ones seem to be creeping out of the woodwork and populating and multiplying in the land? Like, it is difficult to find a good girl.
You just have to do your research to find a good one.
Who has time for research? Hello, see.
You go and get girls from trenches, no?
Nah, if baby daddy is the way forward, please let me know that my child will never betray me like that. I'm going to take care and love and feed my child. I won't have any obligations to any female.
Different. Hey, that's your way of life. You want that, it's okay. But then I feel like women, we need to do better.
Y'all need to do better.
Because I don't think men would do this to their fellow men. I mean, a lot of them are out there.
Guys,
they are not
this
as much as it is with women.
Exactly.
It is not as much as, because we hear stories every day and it is about a woman bringing down her fellow woman, a woman snatching her fellow woman's husband, and she doesn't even give a fuck about it. She just wants to eat money, relax, I'll be taken care of.
It
don't make sense.
There are women that are professional enjoyers. That's their job. To just relax and be taken care of. That, like, that is what they do for a living. That is how they survive.
Even if I was that friend that went out with my friend's dad, I wouldn't do such a thing.
Trust me, Lilian is not like that. She's one of the good. I presume she's one of the good.
No, I'm a good to a point. I'm good to a point, yeah? But I don't think I'll do what this person did. But even if I did, right? I don't think I'll do it. I keep saying this disclaimer, I can't do it. But let's say, for instance, now, let's make things happen. I do this thing, and my friend is complaining to me about school fees and all that. And I know I have the power in my hand to give this girl school fees. I'm going to talk to the man. You know, your daughter needs school fees. Why don't you send her the money? Rather than her waiting for you to get back from Dubai and all that shit. You know, if he had done this, I don't think your friend would find out that she went out with her dad.
I don't think so either. I really do not think it was.
Well, you know, that's what I said. Some girls don't got break. Don't look at me like that. I'm not like that, though. I'm saying, you know, I'm not like that.
You know that you're stuck up. I swear, what I'm about to say, I swear, no shade to this person I'm about to mention. I love you with all of my heart and my soul. You are an absolute rock star. But I remember just because she's in Dubai. Yeah. I have this friend. You know Sabena. Sabena is in Dubai. Sabena, if you're listening, people by chance listen to this, I swear I'm not doing shit on you. She's in Dubai now and she's, you know, chilling at Disneyland and all that shit. And it just occurred to me that it's sad. Imagine saying that person's school fees.
No.
No, I know it's not that. So, come on. I mean, I knew
how. We're supposed to go together.
Why did you not go?
Yeah, but then I got some hiccups on the way. I already got my visa and all that stuff, but.
You know, I decided to stay in the trenches.
It got cancelled, right? I was supposed to go with my boyfriend, but his job didn't make him go.
Eh, so I did not leave him and go at all.
It's gotta be a real vacation.
Quelle.
But it's the one funding, right? So it'll be nice. I don't like to spend my money.
Wow. So that's all we are good for now.
No.
Good knocks and ATM machine. That's
not the point. You know, women don't like spending their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know this.
No, we agree. We don't like
spending our money.
We know.
Yeah. Well, I knew how, you know, Sabena, how they started, how the whole...
I'm sure. I know that Sabena was one. I'm just saying that. I remember because of the whole situation and everything. But, you know, Sabena, just enjoy yourself. Chill and flex.
She's chilling. No, trust me.
And come back
just
with...
Just enjoy herself.
If you like, come back and bring only Kihoda on, like some people I know that went to Marrakesh. And brought back only Ki. I feel like I should say this to you. Fam, I feel like this girl this girl right here with me traveled all the way to Morocco and, you know, lodged at some of the finest hotels. Like, you know that one, for anybody that has seen Inventing Anna, yeah, that one where she lodges.
I swear!
That hotel where Anna lodges.
The tall
black chick went there.
Stop it.
Chilling and all that in Marrakesh and shit, and then she comes back to Nigeria. And gives me with her full chest.
Come on, I got other things, you know.
A key holder. And do you know what she said after giving me the key holder? I will never forget. This was like 2 years ago. I'll never forget. She said, "You don't ever travel, go anywhere before. A person don't ever give you key holder for another month before."
I don't think I'll say that.
I see. I put that key holder on the cross in my house that, Lord, I'm using this key holder as point of contact. We are going to shame this girl. Father Lord, shame her for me. Because
that's not true, guys.
It pain you.
That's not true. But that was a joke. Come on.
It pain you.
2 years ago, it's still in your heart.
Inside
your heart is deep.
No. See the thing. Let me tell you this, why it's in my heart. I use it as a reminder that I need to grind so I can send myself to Morocco. It's a motivational something.
Well, you can start with Ghana. Ghana is beautiful.
I've been to Ghana, actually. I've been to Cotonou. Oh my God, Cotonou is... See, forget what we hear about Cotonou that is just here and all of that. Cotonou is a beautiful place. I went to a beach in Cotonou. Fam! I put leg inside water and they see my leg.
Well...
I could see my feet inside the water. Try it in Oniru Beach. Once your leg enters the water, it has lost.
You will not see container.
If your leg doesn't carry nylon back,
container cover.
Or any
water nylon.
And
on the ice cream nylon.
Worst case scenario, condom. Because happened to me before. My leg brought out condom from ocean water.
What?
Before. This was, that wasn't even a new. That was.
Do people have sex in the ocean?
No, that was
now.
Landmark. Was that Landmark beach? I was standing at the water, just shit. You know, see, private people tend to do
the worst
things because it is private. They feel they can get away with doing certain stuff because it's not a public type situation. Do you get? So, in fact, but at the end of the day, fam, yeah, this situation of getting. What do you guys think here? You can send me a message on the podcast. Send me a message on any of the platforms you're listening to this podcast on. Why send not? Me a message on social media at Sammy the Gemini on Twitter, on Instagram. Send me a message on the Bants and Chill social media platforms as well. On Instagram is at Bants and Chill. Twitter is at Bants and Chill as well. Let me know, what do you think about this?
Women should do better.
Women?
Women need to do better.
I am scared of y'all. Like, you're terrified. Like, I have tea. If I sleep and I was having nightmares. How will you know?
There are a lot. There are a lot. And again, I think the husband should have, you know, in a way, have an inkling of who this woman is.
But we both know that if women want to be diabolical, they can be straight up diabolical without anybody knowing. You know, it's just like the same idea you have between men and women in relationships here. If a man cheats you, a woman, it's easy for a woman to catch a man cheating, because men, when they cheat, they usually cheat for the physicality.
They always have loose ends.
Exactly, they always lose ends. It's always for the physicality or just for the sex or whatever it is. But when a woman cheats, before you will find out, it will have like it go don't think. So the heart of a woman is evil. A woman, see, women are essentially evil beings. At their core, they are evil. They just try to be
good. That's why you should treat us nice. Be nice to us, and we'll be nicer to you. You know, when they say he's a cheat. When I tell you, would you take him if I do it to you? Because mama will pay you fast. Do you get me? You know, you keep cheating, they keep forgiving you and all of that, and you'll be like, okay, let me do this safe. Let's see if he'll take it. But you know, society won't look at the one you did.
They look at what the woman did.
Exactly.
But that's because society has learned to look at men, because men are men.
Perpetual cheaters.
So exactly, but they don't look at women in that light. That's the thing.
Why?
They don't look at. They feel like women. The fact women use the fact that they are the more fragile, the more submissive gender. Yeah, they use that fact to their advantage, because they tend to be underestimated a lot. Women are vastly underestimated, which is why when they do stuff like that and you find out, it's all like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, so evil and all of that. Do you get it? Because women are very, very underestimated. Once you don't underestimate the woman, when a woman cheats and you find out, it will not even shock you. It will not shock her. Lydia, your laughter is not pure. Your laughter is not pure.
I don't cheat, though. If you're nice to me, if you're good to me, okay, trust me, I'm going to be 100% to you. But if you try to show me that there are a lot of fishes in the world, you know, I like to taste different soups. Bruh.
For those of you, by the time you go and check out Lydia's page, all of you that are hearing this, there are a lot of fishes in the world. Lillian is not a fish. Lillian is a fucking whale.
Imagine a man now cheats on this fucking whale.
As in,
what would you expect?
Error.
Come on.
Mistake.
Come on.
Mistake.
I feel it still boils down to the men. But I feel women, we need to do better.
Last.
We need to do better.
Please, help us. Help us help you.
And of course, you, because it's the urgent 2K girls, I would say, if he comes to me, he's a married man, he comes to me. I'm going to give him a shot. They are the ones that are doing these things.
What you just said, we meant of gist. Let me give you gist. So guys, listen to this gist out there. So I was on Telegram. You know, Telegram has this very annoying feature where you can just tweet somebody that you don't have the tweet. Message or text someone whose number you do not have. You just text them by virtue of the app. Maybe people close by or something. So this person texts me that, hi dear. First of all, where's your dear?
How did they get familiar with calling you, hey babe? Hi baby. Hi dear.
Who is your dear? Tani, dear.
So comfortable calling me that? You don't even know me.
So, Yahweh, are you mad? You mental, fam.
No, people need to stop that.
It's irritating.
There are a lot of things.
It's very irritating. Very irritating.
You know, come up on my DM and say, hey, dear. I'm blocking your ass straight up. No time.
Oh, what? And wow. That's how this girl, she just goes, hi, dear. Like, ha. Hello. what's up now? I'm fine. Sorry, who is this? Then she sends me her picture and says, my name is Eunice. I'm like, okay. Hi, Eunice. Can I help you? I didn't need to say my name is Samuel because obviously my name is on my Telegram profile.
Yeah.
Like, how can I help you? Or how do I know you? She was now like, what did you say? What did you say again? That, no, it's how can I help you?
How can she help you?
I'm like, okay. From that point, I already knew that, okay, it was probably going to be something related to hookup or sex or something sex related, child. I'm like, I don't know, you tell me. And then she was like, okay, fine, that she does full body massages, she does neuro massages, and then she does hookups. That was all. I'm not like, okay, fine. At this point, I'm like, this one is yeah, wait now. At this point, I'm like, this one is mental. Let's see how fast she's willing to take this. I'm like, okay, so how much for your hookup? She says that it's
Sam
10.
I was going in, pal.
Calm down. Like, so I was like, how much for your hookup? And she goes all like, it's 10K. 10K for hookup. In my mind, I'm like, this one, first of all, this one doesn't even know what she's doing. If you're planning to charge 10K for hookup. But okay, I will send you 10K for a hookup. That was your location. She told me, I know Telegram is people around you. So it was like within at most 100 naira or 150 naira bike
from
my house. That's where she was. So she told me her location. I'm like, okay, fine. Send me a video of you, yeah? And when I get the video, I will send you
the money.
I will send you money for sending me the video, then I'll send you money for the hookup. Do you get? Like, okay. So it's not like I know that she doesn't do that, that I have to send money first before she can send me a video. I'm like, sorry, I don't roll like that. That I've been through that experience before and I'm not doing it again. So if you're not going to send me the money, the video first, I'm not sending you money.
So you are familiar with this hookup
thing? Get... No, hold on.
Guys,
no,
your no, guy is...
No, 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 no.
He's
no.
a bad guy.
No, no, don't go there.
Sammy, you are a bad guy.
I know people that are familiar with it. Don't go there.
Because I, this whole thing, sending video, I don't even know.
I've learned from people's experience. You get it? So... I'm like, okay, fine. So that's how we're going to do it. You send me a video, then I'll send you cash, and then we'll link up for the hookup session or something. And she's like, no, that okay. One thing. She tried and tried and tried to get me to send her money first. I'm like, okay, if you're not sending me the video, then we can just move on and forget about the whole thing. Apparently, my money is actually not that important to you, innit? And then she was like, okay, after like 15 minutes of deliberation and thinking, she now comes back and she's like, okay, fine, that she'll send me a video that she's coming. Now, for someone, a babe that is in her house, texting somebody about hookup, yeah? And she says, okay, fine, I'll send you a nude video. What if you are a guy? What do you, within what's the time frame you would expect her to send you a nude video?
5 minutes, 10 minutes,
right? Because she's in the house. She can probably just take off her top and make a video and all of that and send. But then, this girl is taking like some 20 minutes. Ha! Okay, what's going on? Then she now said, and I was hello. She now sends me a video. This life is a pot of beans.
What's the video?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not ashamed to admit that I am actually subscribed to a few OnlyFans accounts. Yeah? I'm not ashamed to admit that. Unfortunately for this babe, she decided to send me a video from an OnlyFans account that I am subscribed to.
Wow.
So I knew
the
person in the OnlyFans video. That was one.
Okay.
Two, the video still had the OnlyFans watermark on it. That's true. And I said, oh my god, is this you? You're so hot, blah blah blah. Thirdly, the girl in the video is this slim chick, slim, but she has boobs, she has ass and all that. the picture she sent me initially when she was saying, hi, what's up, that this is her, is the picture of someone that is thick and not that tall. But the OnlyFans video was a slim, tall chick. And she said the video was her. Oh, really? Amazing. You look great. Who is your physical trainer? I want to know.
You're busy.
I want to know if you can now add height all of a sudden. And every...
You told her that?
I'm telling you. I now said that, unfortunately, no. In fact, before I even said the opportunity, I now said, okay, send me your account number. She sends account number. The account number is a guy's account. She now said it's her brother's account.
It's the guy that was
doing that stuff. Thank you. Even if it was legit, you now allow me to send money to your brother on an OnlyFans package. Oh, sorry, a hookup package. It's not your account that I'm sending it to. I'm going to send it to your brother, not your account. That is absolute insanity. But okay, let's leave that. And I said, unfortunately for you, I'm subscribed to this person's account, and this is not you. One thing, it's like, this is me. I swear to God. You swear to God.
Yeah!
You swear to God that this is you in an OnlyFans video. God is your witness. Wow.
Maybe she did surgery.
Okay. Wow. Amazing. So the surgery will reduce your thickness, increase your height, and change your complexion all at once. Wow. That's a nano-tomodo shit. But see, a lot of things have happened to me over the course of a period of time that it just makes me legit scared of women.
Now he's putting it out there, if you have Sammy's number, reach out to him. He does hookups and all that.
Excuse you. Excuse you.
I'm waiting to say this. He does hookups and all of that.
I don't do. Please,
oh. Oh my God, I find girlfriends.
I bet. See, that girlfriend thing, it can never happen.
Wow.
It can never happen. Don't worry.
We have gym breakfast in a different variety.
Fam, that's just for another day.
Okay, you guys should pester him to give you this gist.
Just for another day. But fam, what do you guys think about the original story? The tale of
the mad
new wife. Let us know, because do you think she's right? Do you think she has a point?
She don't got a point.
No, wait. Let's try to
be. She don't got a point.
We know she doesn't have a point.
What are you asking me? They think you have a point. Are you saying your audience or your listeners don't got sense?
I'm not saying that. I'm giving them the benefit of doubt.
Okay.
I'm giving them the opportunity
to speak. I'm watching out for these people and see what the comments will be like.
I'm giving them the opportunity to speak their truth. Let them speak their truth.
No, I can't even believe something like this is happening in Nigeria. You know, before we even went into that,
the activist Nigeria, exactly. Fam, what do you think? Do you think that she should get rid of the 5-year-old child? Do you think that she has a point or what she's saying is making sense? Or do you think it's absolute trash?
It's only a shallow-minded person that would think.
Like, I don't know, man. But like I said, this is our opinion. We want to know what everybody else's opinion is. Let us know via social media. Again, the social media handles. Instagram is @BantAndChill. Twitter is also @BantAndChill. And we will be waiting for your response. Until we pop back on another dope episode of the BNC podcast, y'all already know. It is what it is. Lillian, say, tell them goodbye, because we know you want to say. I think I got to say nonsense. I swear. She's leaning into the mic like she's about to say trash.
I would say trash. See you guys next time. Hopefully, Sammy gets to invite me. I actually enjoyed this episode.
And again, if you guys want Lillian to come on another episode, let me know. Shoot me.
Let me know if I pass the vibe check. Okay.
Right?
Let me know.
Right? Let us know, man. Because personally, I would like to have her on another episode. But if you guys think she should be on another episode, let me know. Let us know. And definitely we'll make that happen.
Right.
So, peace out. Stay jiggy, people.
Bye.
Hey, hope you enjoyed this episode, and don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast on all social media platforms at Bantz and Chill. Till next time, bye!